Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. In Christ Jesus, our divine King, dear fellow redeemed, the end is fast approaching. The year 2009 ends pretty soon. Pretty soon, with your final exams, the fall semester ends. Then, soon after, with your graduation, your college education ends. Then what? Then, if I'm not guessing it wrong, with your marriage, your bachelor life ends. At least for some of you. Then what? Then maybe you will have family, children, and they grow old, and you too will advance in your age, and one day, eventually, everyone dies. Then what? Then remains there one thing that many people do not think about, or maybe have wrong ideas about. That one thing is the last day. The Bible calls it as the day of judgment. And it does not specifically tell us when it comes, but it surely says the day of judgment is near. It could come at any time. No one knows when it comes. However, but for sure, we know what happens on that day. And today, we will see, with that in mind, what happens on that day. What happens to all the people when the end comes. Keeping that in our mind, we draw our attention to the text in front of us. We read the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 34. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on the right, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." These are Your words, Heavenly Father. They are Your truth. We ask that You would increase our faith through them. Amen. So, the question is, what then will happen to the believers when the end comes? Well, the answer is pretty obvious in the text, isn't it? It says, when the end comes, all the people of all the nations will be gathered at the throne of the Son of Man. And then the Son of Man will separate all the believers from the unbelievers, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And it also says, when Jesus came to this earth the first time, He did not come with power and glory. He came as a lowly child. He came through the virgin birth of Mary. He did not surround Himself with great power and glory. He came to serve, and He came to suffer, and He came to die for the sins. But this time, when He comes for the second time, He comes with glory and power. It will be different. It will be same also. It will be same in the sense that He is still our brother. He is still a true man. He is still who has the marks of those nails in His hands and on His feet. And He still loves as much as He did before, all of us. But it will be different in the sense that this time He comes visibly. And we will all be seeing when He is coming with all His glory and power. And with that power and wisdom, He separates all the believers from the unbelievers. He puts all the unbelievers on the right and believers on the all the unbelievers on the left and believers on the right. Then He tells to the believers on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom which has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Dear friends in Christ, today as we commemorate the saints triumphant, while the text also speaks about those unbelievers on the left, the goats, we will focus on those that are put on the right, the believers. And so our question will be, what happens to believers when the end comes? And why the believers are called saints triumphant? Yes, why all the believers, including you and me, are put on the right? Is it because of our righteousness? Is it because we live a godly life? Or is it because we have achieved it by our good works? No, certainly not. It is not our merits that credited our righteousness. It is certainly not because Isaiah says in Isaiah that all our righteous acts are like filthy rags before God. No, certainly not. It is not our godly life either, because we ourselves know what we are by nature. Besides God, we also know in our heart how sinful and corrupt we are and how sinfully living we are. Everything within us is corrupt and sinful. None of us, including all the saints that have gone before us, are worthy of this inheritance. God knows it, and God knows it that we are not saints by nature, but sinners. And all the sinners deserve not His eternal inheritance, but His punishment, His wrath, and eternal destruction. Certainly Jesus is the one blessed by the Father, not us. Certainly Jesus is the one who should inherit the kingdom, not us. But why then Jesus puts us believers on the right? Why He calls us saints triumphant? It is because God loves us so much. God loves us so much. And so He already, in the beginning of creation, has prepared an inheritance for each one of us. And for all the saints who has gone before us. It is your inheritance in Christ Jesus. For Christ brings you that inheritance. Your brother, Jesus, by living a perfect life and dying a perfect death in our place, has won the victory over death, devil, and sin. Your brother, Jesus Christ, by offering that life, that innocent life, as an atoning sacrifice, defeated the death for you. Jesus, by offering Himself as an atoning sacrifice, made a reconciliation between us and God. And so God declares all of us as His heirs, so that we could inherit that kingdom because of Christ's righteousness. Moreover, on the last day, your brother, Jesus, will put you on the right because He Himself has already anointed you with the waters of baptism, at your baptism. And he calls you saints triumphant because he already has given you that victory which he won on the cross. Every time, whenever he comes to you through his true body and blood in his word, in his Lord's Supper. Dear friends in Christ, await the last day with joy now, because Christ, the King victorious, shares his victory with you personally. Jesus said clearly on the cross, "It is finished." Yes, you are already now victorious in Christ. You're already saints in Christ. We are the saints triumphant. And so, what happens to all the believers when the end comes? All the believers will inherit the kingdom of God that has been prepared from the beginning of the world. Amen. We stand for the blessing. Before that, we will pray. Dear Father in heaven, we saints triumphant in Christ Jesus come before you to humbly thank you for accepting Christ's victory as our victory. We thank you, Father, for preparing us at an eternal inheritance, even from the foundation of the world. Lord, we also pray, grant us the courage to proclaim this good news to all around us and keep us in this true faith till the end comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.